Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today I am doing a solo episode because we've had some technical difficulties. I told you guys to bear with me during this time of all of the transformation here at Mood, here at TNN. If you guys are a toaster or a fan of AKA The Toast, formerly known as The Morning Toast with my girls Claudia and Jackie, you know that I am part of Toast News Network. And now you heard a little intro, fancy intro, because we are all a part of the Dear Media Network. And so if you're not familiar with either of those things, which I'm sure you are, that just means that just stuff on the back end is changing. Not really anything for you guys. I mean, I have a cool new intro. I'm going to have some cool new cover art. I have some more helping hands with the podcast, which is funny because you'd think that I would have been able to get a really, really good episode of me and Chloe up this week. But no, there's just a lot of change. And so we're still, you know, figuring some stuff out, but it's all exciting stuff and it's really, really great. And I just really appreciate your guys' support as we kind of revamp the Mood podcast along with the exciting news of the Dear Media partnership for the TNN family. I'm super, super excited to be a part of the Dear Media family because it's like basically my two favorite kind of networks colliding, aka my network with The Toast and obviously Lauren and Michael Bostick of Dear Media. I'm so excited because it's just going to allow for us like on the front facing end to have even more great content for you guys, more networking, more creation, more connection. It's really, really exciting. What's not exciting, obviously, is that I lost an entire episode of an hour and 15 minutes of me and Chloe that we recorded a couple days ago, and I truly don't exactly know what went wrong, but the audio was just absolutely horrendous that I just didn't think you guys would be able to get past that and actually enjoy the content that we made. So we're going to do our actual first episode top to bottom together next week because Chloe is currently in Boston. And it's really sad because I really wanted to just do an episode with her. I didn't even want to do a solo episode, but you know what I did want to do? I wanted to talk to you guys about my moods, your moods. So have no fear. You know, sometimes I'm still going to have to go on it without my co-host, Chloe. Sometimes Chloe and Lo can't be together. And luckily, she gets back in town on Tuesday and she is back in town for quite a bit. And we are moving into the new apartment soon. So we will have an at-home studio. It's all exciting stuff on the horizon. Claudia and Jackie are currently blowing up my phone because I'm a hot mess. And you know, when the TNN producers tell you what to do, you just do it. So first, let's jump into best mood and worst mood of the week. Obviously, my worst mood could easily be this mess up, but you know what? It's not, because don't worry, there are bigger moods that we have to deal with besides messing up your own podcast. I'm still going to post Chloe's best mood and worst mood of the week and her mood boosters because they are really, really good. So I'm going to post them on Instagram. We actually have this like amazing Google Sheets like little situation because Chloe comes from like a creative production background. And so she's really just being an incredible producer and partner on the podcast. And her stuff for this week was really, really good. But obviously our current mood convo was going to be kind of like a reintroduction and getting to know the both of our relationship together. And then also just Chloe in general. So I'm not going to redo that without her, but I will post her best mood, worst mood, and mood boosters on Instagram. My best mood this week was like technically everything's fine. Like I'm content. When I really take a kind of broader look at my life, I'm like, wow, I'm settled in Chicago. I'm feeling really confident and secure in myself. I actually was just editing a vlog that's going to go up next week. You know what? I'm actually just having a really bad week with like content because I was supposed to upload a video last Friday and the attorneys are still hard at work. It is completely done. It took a while to get approved, but now we can't even get the contract done. So I'm like literally over a week late on that too. So maybe like everyone's always like Mercury's in retrograde in the microwave. And guess what? Apparently it's out of the microwave now and I'm now having issues. So this is why I don't follow the planets. Okay. I can only deal with one and that's the one we're currently residing on. It's hard enough. Anyway, technically, besides all of the work drama of content, everything's fine. Like I was saying, I filmed a vlog that is my next one for next week. And I was talking just about how I'm feeling like really just like confident and secure personally, right? Because I kind of, you know, look at like content and work and all that stuff is like very separate of self-love and relationships and feeling good in your own skin. I feel like when I look at my life logistically, broad scope, I'm like, everything's technically fine. I'm doing really well in work. I have exciting projects. Everything's like really starting to be on track and I'm starting to be more positive about my career, which is something I've struggled with over the past few months. And everything's technically like going well in that department. Like I'm pretty much on it. You know, I'm not really behind, I guess, or anything like that. I do still get stressed and everything, but we'll get to that. But I was talking about how I'm just feeling really secure in who I am and where I am and just confident because I think maybe I just realized like, wow, like I'm almost 28 and a half now, which is just old. But when I look at all my 20s as I'm kind of nearing the end of them, I think, wow, I have a lot of evidence and a lot of proof that I can really get through anything, including like change and relationships and heartbreak and all this stuff. And it's genuinely made me stronger and wiser. And obviously I have so much more to learn and so much more to grow, but it's at least like I have a solid like 8 years of evidence and proof under my belt of like, I'm okay, even when I don't feel okay. And so I think my best mood is just realizing that like everything's kind of fine, even though I don't have everything figured out. I don't have like a long-term plan. Like I don't know what the future holds, but I think I have this feeling of confidence and security just within my own self. Because at the end of the day, the person you have that has your back 100% of the time, no matter what, is you. And so I'm feeling really confident in myself, even though my worst mood is like, it is really hard for me to be okay. Like for my worst mood, I wrote down in my journal that it is not being okay with being okay. And I feel like when everything's kind of calm and content, like there's nothing chaotic going on, there's nothing crazy going on, whether that's crazy good or crazy bad, like I'm just really good and used to handling the chaos. I think it's almost like a trauma survival response. And it's really confusing as someone that runs very anxious, that has commonly a lot of chaotic things going on in life, when everything's just kind of fine, you know? And it's almost sometimes hard to allow yourself to sit in that peace and be content and not like make problems in your own head. And my therapist said to me, you have to work on changing your narrative in your mind or it's going to eat you alive. Because I basically like spent the past like week and a half just genuinely being nauseous, like genuinely not feeling okay, like almost thinking I was sick, like something was wrong with me. Like I literally didn't get out of bed on Saturday and because I genuinely thought I was sick. But I realized once I like started physically feeling a little bit better and I felt kind of fine sitting on the couch, like getting into work on Monday. And I was like, oh, wow, like I really am just like trying to make up a problem. Like even getting on the phone with my therapist, I was like, okay, like, let's see what's wrong, you know? And I think that's why a lot of people are afraid of therapy, because they're like, well, what if everything's going fine? I think a lot of times we think, well, no, there's always technically something wrong that we have to work on. And I think in those moments, why therapy is actually good for me is because it helps me revel and be happy in the moments of the content and the calm and the peace and the okay. And so I think my worst mood was like not allowing myself to be content. And my best mood was like, everything's fine. Like I am okay. And I think from reflecting on that so much, because this really came to me really yesterday, because, you know, if I recorded this podcast 2 days ago, which I did, I wasn't even at this place yet, quite yet. But this is why I recommend to you guys so much to reflect on your best mood and worst mood, whether you have the mood journal or not. Don't worry, there's going to be pre-sale in November because y'all need it. It's because it really you really get to look at your moods and see how much you're growing. And it's so important to find that best within the worst. And that kind of goes back to like changing the narrative in my head. For instance, I have a lot of social anxiety about what my weekend holds because I'm doing a work event that I haven't done anything like this since pre-pandemic. And I'm just getting a lot of social anxiety because I'm not going to know anyone there. And I don't know what my weekend's going to be like. Like, I have no idea what the future holds for me this weekend. Am I going to enjoy it? Am I going to be happy? Am I going to be anxious? Am I going to be sad? Like, even just saying that out loud made me a little like, but that's why it's so important to change that narrative in your head. And by doing that and reflecting on my moods this week, I've realized that through trying to be present in the contentness and really calm myself down, I'm like, wait, like I'm actually like really confident in myself. Like all the problems I'm trying to create in my head, since I want something to be wrong, my anxiety monster wants something to be wrong. That's actually more of the term. It's not me. It's, you know, my anxiety. It's my trauma. It's my survival mode. You know, I'm actually really good at being okay no matter what does go wrong. So even if I'm trying to create a problem, I'm going to be okay anyway. So let me be confident and secure in that and just try to be present and be the best version of myself. Then obviously head over to @themoodpod on Instagram to see Chloe's best mood and worst mood of the week. And let's talk mood boosters. I actually have some really good ones this week. I feel like so many actually came out of yesterday, which is kind of fun that I'm recording this today, but I'll save some to talk with Chloe about. So I'll do the ones I was already planning, which was first of all, the golden couple. I think sometimes when I can't get into reading, it's so hard to just read like a rom-com or something happy. And it's like my dark, depressed, chaotic self is like, no, I need chaos. Like I need thrilling. And so I started The Golden Couple and I'm like actually finally kind of like chugging along through a book. I even like sat and read on the couch with the fireplace on the TV yesterday, lit some candles. Oh my God, you guys, my freaking candle burnt again, literally from the inside. Like if you were around this time last year, well, actually last winter, I almost like set my apartment on fire and exploded a candle, and the exact same candle happened again, full like bonfire. But this time it was like on top of two books and next to two pumpkins and on this like wood cabinet from Amazon that I was like, this is for sure flammable. And so I was like, okay, last time I threw water on it and it exploded. So like, what the fuck do I do? Fire alarm started going off. And I was obviously more calm because I was like, I've been through this before, but like there's also a fucking fire on my non-fireplace included mantle. So I FaceTimed my brother instead of obviously calling the fire department because who calls 911 first, right? Like you always call your mom. So I called my mom and my brother and they were like, put like a lid on it or whatever. And luckily it went out, but it definitely like ruined the vibe for a second. But I'm telling you guys, the vibes are immaculate. We are thriving in fall, which is my next mood booster, which is my UGG slippies. You have to get a new pair of slippers for fall, you guys. Like a new blanket and new slippers like I was telling you about. I absolutely love this pair of slippers so much. And I think another reason why it was a mood booster is because a lot of the fall shopping that I've been doing has been with friends. And I talk a lot about how I need connection and so socialization for someone that works at home alone. And so taking like activities that I usually enjoy doing by myself to boost my mood, it's been nice to like include friends and family in them sometimes. So like texting my mom being like, hey, do you want to go to like Crate and Barrel and like do these things? Like let's look at chairs together for the podcast studio. Instead of just going and doing that alone, me and my friend took a walk on the lake together and then walked to like Zara and Nordstrom and stuff. That's when I like got the slippers. And it was just really nice to have these like kind of like daytime activities when it's like kind of like fall shopping weather and including friends in them instead of just kind of being like go, like let me do my mood boosters by myself really quick. So my UGG slippers that I got with my friend totally boosted my mood. It was like a double whammy. The next one was filming my what's in my bag video, and it's a part of the vlog that has not gone up yet, but it gave me like this total throwback of YouTube. So if you're an OG YouTuber, you know. But it also was just because you guys know I love a tote bag for fall. I said, you know, fanny packs are out and stuff, so it's so fun like curating the inside of your bag because it just feels like you have your shit together, you're organized. And so I really realized like how much I love my little tote bag for fall and like having all my mood boosters and like organization inside of it, just feeling like you have your shit together. It's such a different vibe than like the chaotic summer fanny pack. And so I really love like having all of my stuff in my bag and then being able to share it with you guys was really fun. So that video, I don't even know when it's going to be up, you guys. I'm starting to lose faith. I'm not going to lie. My next mood booster is, you guys know I love a meal mood booster, and I'm going to start having a lot because I've been really inspired with different foods lately. But my favorite one, I'm going to post the recipe on Instagram. I made this lemon chicken orzo soup and it was so beyond good. I cannot explain it. Like you would just have to try to make it. I was a little nervous because I've never like cooked chicken and like boiling it purposes. Like, I've only ever, like, air fried, baked, like, pan. So I was a little nervous. I was like, oh my God, I've never done this. But it was so easy and it was so, so tasty. We love, like, a one pot meal soup for fall, like I talked about in the fall episode. Just curating the vibe, and it was so freaking yummy. If you like chicken, if you like orzo, if you like soup, like, oh my God, you guys, you have to try it. My next mood booster is finding a church that I really like in the city. Me and Chloe were talking about this because she knows the church that I really loved going to in Los Angeles, which is called Church Home. I've had Chelsea Smith on the podcast, and it's her and her husband, Judah Smith. It's their church out in Los Angeles. They have a really, really great app. Even if you're not Christian, it's very like everyone's welcome, total equality. Like, it's not what you'd expect when you hear the word church. And I just absolutely love them so much. And I love their app. But it's so nice to be able to connect with people and get out of the house and like actually do that in real life. And so I, you know, pushed myself outside of my comfort zone. I went to a church service on Sunday and it was just absolutely amazing. Just like get out of the house, do something new, do something that I've always wanted to do, but I have been like a little too socially anxious to try. I definitely was nervous, but by the end of it, I was just like, oh, you know what? Like I did it. I accomplished it and I enjoyed it. It was great. It's exactly what I've been looking for since I moved to Chicago. So whatever that is for you, that's just kind of like your sign to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. But also like having a spiritual aspect of your life is so important. Even when I told my therapist that I did that and stuff, she was like, it's so important to have that like spiritual bond. Like, I'm so proud of you. That's amazing. And like, I didn't even realize like how proud of myself I should be until she said that. And so, you know, like give yourself a little pat in the back when you're going through your mood boosters, because it's so easy to just be like, what did I even do this week with myself? And it's like, when you really look back, it's like, wait, like all these little things add up. And if you're in Chicago, it's called the City Church. I highly recommend it so far. I really enjoyed it and I'm definitely going to keep going. So I love also having a new little like routine. And then my last mood booster is looking into cycle syncing my workouts. There's kind of this like new trend going on Instagram, but it's technically, you know, like years and years and decades of research. And it's all about cycle syncing to your workouts. And Chloe and I actually kind of talked about this, and we're going to try to bring like an expert on the podcast because Chloe's on birth control. I am not on birth control. And I've briefly talked on the podcast before. I'll link the episode about like kind of like why I'm not on birth control, just because I don't like what it does to my body. I don't like what it does to my mood. And I just don't like putting something in my body that I don't need. And I feel like I feel really healthy and I feel really good from like the inside out when I'm not on the pill. And obviously that's not for everyone, but you know, obviously a lot of girls try to like track their period and cycles. And then there's a lot of chatter about how you can kind of like make sure you're working out, doing the right kind of workouts at the right times of your cycle. And so obviously I think it's kind of like almost like listening to your body, but like really listening to your female body. And I just had such a horrible period starting on Tuesday this week that I was already kind of like looking into it on TikTok and just like, you know, taking interest. And then when my period came and I just felt so guilty that I couldn't go do like my usual workouts because I wanted to, but I just, my back hurts so bad when I get my period and I just feel so gross and obviously tired and more hungry. And so it kind of like sparked this interest of me to kind of maybe like look into the four phases of my cycle and maybe what kind of workouts I should be doing. So that's more of like a mood boost thought starter, because it's not a full mood booster yet because I haven't like totally started doing it, but it's something that I wanted to mention as a thought starting mood booster to see if any of you guys have done this or feel like this or like want to talk more about it. I always love a good thought starting mood booster. And obviously Chloe's mood boosters will also be on Instagram story because she has some great ones for this week as well. And I want you guys to see them. And I just have to say it was so fun recording the episode from top to bottom with her because we have so much in common, but we're also literally so different in a sense. And I want to wait till obviously she's on to talk more about it. It's just obviously such a bummer that this episode we recorded together went to waste. But I think like a lot of you guys will be like, oh, like I'm a Lauren, I'm a Chloe, or like I see Lauren's point of view, but like I handled the situation more like Chloe when it comes to my mental health. So I'm really excited for this next chapter of lifestyle, mental health with me and Chloe. And obviously there's going to be some growing pains like there was this week, but we are on the right track. And for our current mood combo today, I just wanted to do some kind of like thought starters of how to feel your best self through just kind of change and growth and uncertainty. And I think what I've realized, and I was kind of talking about this in my best mood, but I really do think that if you're in a place where you're not sure or you're stressed or you're anxious, I really think it's good to take those moments to yourself to regroup and really remind yourself who you are. And it could literally be a few hours. Like what I did yesterday is I was feeling that kind of like mid-afternoon anxiety and stress of like, I'm not sure what to do. And we always talk about that word shoulding of like, should I do this? Should I do that? And even Chloe this week was super sick and she felt the same way of like, should I take a sick day or should I work through it? And she's a workaholic, unlike me, where I'm like, when I get sick, I get depressed. And so she like finally took her first sick day and she's like, wow, it was like so crazy, like listening to my body and like actually not listening to what I should be doing. And I feel so much better for like caring for myself. And I feel like it's obviously a little more obvious when you're sick to do that, right? But not as obvious when you're overwhelmed and stressed. And so what I did yesterday, because like I said, I'd been feeling nauseous and feeling unsure and just feeling a little bit like, ugh, like I don't know how to feel and I don't know what to do with myself. Like I even said the words to my therapist earlier this week of like, what is the fucking point of life? Because when there's not chaos, I don't know what to do because I'm not accomplishing things. I'm not fixing things. And so I took these few hours to myself last night and it was really intentional. And I think that that's something that I don't always do. I almost let my subconscious run my life and I always just kind of do what I need to do. And I really intentionally slowed down and took time to take care of myself. And I think obviously there's different seasons of your life and there's different times that you need different types of self-care. Sometimes it's being super, super lazy, vegging out, like not really setting a vibe within your apartment and just like binging TV, ordering Postmates and just like fucking who cares, right? And obviously that's intentional too, because you're choosing to do that without guilt or shame because that's what you need. And that is good. Like that is what you need sometimes. But I got really intentional with like, okay, I really want to care for myself in like a way that's really going to boost my mood. And so I cleaned up my apartment. I stopped shitting myself and I told myself, okay, let's clean the apartment and let's do some like self-care, early evening self-care. And obviously I have the privilege of like stopping work at like 4 p.m. to do this, but doing it makes me so much better at my job. And so, you know, I got up at 7 a.m. and, you know, went through the day, started getting anxious. And I was like, okay, you know what? Let's start self-care. And keep in mind, I will say that I was vlogging all of this. So I technically was working, but it was inspiring for me still, because now I know that that's what I need sometimes. I took a shower after like a long walk and seeing people and doing other things, cleaned up my apartment, and I, you know, clipped all my candles before they fucking burnt down, set the vibe. I like closed even the blinds a little bit because it was like kind of rainy, but the sun was kind of peeking through and it wasn't fully nighttime yet, but I wanted a cozy vibe. I put the fireplace app on the TV or the YouTube video, whatever it is. I need to find one without the ads if someone could send that to me because I think I have it, but I'm not sure. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to do a face mask. I'm going to do a hair mask. I'm going to put self tanner on and then I'm going to like rinse it off and I'm going to rinse off the face mask and I'm not going to wash my hair. And I thought, okay, if I'm still feeling really overwhelmed and like can't, you know, sit down, I'm going to like make my list. So I started kind of making a grocery list and I cleaned out my groceries and stuff like that from the week because it was like Thursday and I knew I was going to be gone on Friday and Saturday. And I felt like, I think I also had anxiety because I knew that I was like doing this staycation thing. So it was like, oh, well, I can't go to the grocery store because I'm going to be gone. Ugh. And you guys know me with my travel anxiety, even though I'm going 10 fucking minutes away from my apartment, it's just being out of that routine, like literally makes me like, ugh. So I cleaned everything out, which is like such a mood booster of like ending the week and preparing for the weekend in a sense of like, okay, I'm going to make sure my apartment's great for when I get back home. Took everything out of the fridge that was disgusting, took everything out of the pantry that didn't need to be there, put it all in the trash, didn't go grocery shopping because I don't need to yet, but I'm prepped for it for when I get to go grocery shopping on Sunday and prep for my week and do my reset after Friday and Saturday, which just in itself is a mood booster knowing, okay, have fun this weekend. And you're ready to like have a great Sunday as well. I can't go to church on Sunday because I have an event, but still, it's sad. But whatever, we're over it. Not every weekend's the same. You gotta do what you gotta do. Like I was saying, I started making a grocery list and then I started thinking, okay, like do I need to make other lists of like a brain dump, right? Because I wanna get all this stuff out of my head so I can really be my best self and be present this weekend, because if I'm distracted and I'm stressed out, I'm not gonna be the best version of myself and make a good impression. And by good impression, I mean the impression I want to make on people, which is, you know, I'm present, I'm fun, like I want to be here. I don't want to be cranky and stressed and like nervous because I'm meeting so many new people and I want to, you know, put my best foot forward. In by best foot as well, I mean best foot in, you know, allowing myself to have the best time that is possible instead of being the person in my own way. And so I made a little bit of a brain dump list, kind of organized things, got all my ducks in a row for work. So going into the weekend, even though it's a work weekend, isn't this so fun? I'm always like doing these like self-care things and like being like, I'm going to be having fun this weekend. But like in reality, I'm vlogging the whole time and working the whole time. It's a weird job to have. But I have this really cool weekend with Adidas, and I'm really excited and honored that I get to do it. Yet, you know, my brain is like, let's make it stressful. But it's fine. We digress. So I did the whole brain dump, and then I just like sat down on the couch and accepted that, okay, everything's clean. I brain dumped. I know that I have to be gone for the next 2 days for work, but I feel like I can be confident and secure in taking care of myself physically and mentally and prepping before I have to go be super, super actively social all weekend. Because being social, no matter if it's for work or not, can totally drain your energy. And I started reading, and I just had this like amazing fucking chill night by myself, setting a vibe. It was raining. I read, I ordered food, and I like ordered healthy food so that I, you know, could have like a fun weekend and not fucking care, because you guys know me, I'm not going to care no matter what, but at least I won't like shame myself later, which is a whole different thing, because we just need to be nicer to ourselves, aka me. And then I watched a little bit of TV, and I put on the Autumn Jazz playlist. That'll be a mood booster for next week. So, oh my God, don't tell Chloe that I'm going to repeat it, but I totally am. But this whole few hours was such a mood booster, to the point where, like, I'm not kidding you. Oh, you guys, I even did a phone call with a friend from LA. And I always say, like, you got to phone a friend, you got to stay in contact. And I, you know, sometimes I'm avoidant of that stuff because of social anxiety. My friend was calling me and I was like, this is perfect. We did a catch up. It was just girls being girls. I just felt so like so good. And I thought to myself, wow, just giving myself a few hours of self-care alone time completely shifted my entire mood. Like 100%, I felt so much better afterwards. And it's because I intentionally chose it. And I intentionally was, you know, pulling tools out of my toolbox to make myself feel calm and collected and prepared and just relax. Like, even when I was vlogging, I was saying, okay, and then I can try to relax. And then I can try to relax. When in reality, even, you know, the stuff that I was doing was like helping me get to that point. And vlogging while you're doing stuff is just odd in general. But by the end of it, I just felt really, really good and calm and secure. And I just was able to have this like amazing conversation on the vlog that you guys are going to hear about just like the past 12 months, about how so much stuff has been changing in my life. Personally, like throughout all the moving and selling a house and all this stuff, that I feel like the content has, you know, just I've been doing what I can with what I have. And so it's so nice to feel so secure in myself and really be able to get myself through anything, even if it's just a crazy week of having like a worst mood, and then really being able to intentionally lean on my mood boosters and give myself what I need, even if I feel guilty or I feel like it shouldn't be what I'm doing. In reality, it's what I need. And so I just ended the evening last night feeling really confident. And I still feel a little nervous because, you know, I'm like, okay, but like, what if it was one night and then I just, you know, everything just goes to shit and I have to start all over again. And you know what? Sometimes that's going to happen. But also this is what I'm saying in my worst mood, like I have to change the narrative. Like, okay, sure, what if that happens? But what if I also just have a great weekend and then I do go grocery shopping on Sunday and like I do have a good Sunday and then I go into another great week? That's also a possibility. And I have to be open to that possibility. I don't obviously have control over things I can't control. I'm only in control of what I can and myself. But being open to the possibility of good things, good times, good energy, and good moods, that's really important for my inner monologue to myself. And it's also important that I'm able to really lean on that more. But it's because I intentionally took time for myself and calmed myself down and did all my mood boosters, even including therapy earlier in the week and being able to get to this point. And I know it's different for everyone, but as someone that's like really like a homebody and just loves being cozy and stuff, like those few hours last night of self-care and doing all the things were so freaking nice. And I think really set me up for a great weekend. And even though my brain just wanted to say, I don't know, but like, what if everything goes to shit? Because like, that's like, even when I'm talking out loud to the camera or to the podcast or to a friend or to my therapist, it's like my brain, the thought just starts. But I literally just stopped it. I just said, nope, stop. Okay, we're not doing that. Like, being intentional with my choices and being intentional with my mood boosters and what I need. And I think that no matter where you are in life, and what you're going through, just having the, leaving you with the thought of be intentional with your time and what you need. Be intentional with your mood boosters. Be intentional with who you're spending your time with, and really pay attention to the narrative you're thinking in your head. Like, are you calling yourself a piece of shit? Are you telling yourself that everything's gonna get fucked up? Are you just focusing on all the bad things? Are you not even giving yourself mood boosters? Have you even thought of your best mood of the week, or are you just thinking of the worst one? Because it's so easy to go down that rabbit hole to the point, like me, where you're making yourself nauseous. And so really, really think and reflect and take even 30 minutes for yourself to do whatever the fuck you want. It doesn't have to be fucking meditating. It doesn't have to be anything quote unquote healthy. Do what you just fucking need to do without any shame or guilt. And you don't have to prove anything to anyone. It doesn't have to be aesthetically pleasing. It doesn't have to be something cool you talk to when you, you know, go get dinner with a friend of, oh, what were you up to this week? Oh, well, I had to take 2 hours to veg out and watch New Girl. Oh, well, it would be so much better if I told my friends, oh, I started meditating and I went on a walk and I did X, Y. Who the fuck cares? Do whatever the fuck you need to do for yourself and be intentional about how it's going to make you feel afterwards. What are you doing today? And what is tomorrow you going to think about it? That's something I've really been thinking of, like, what choice am I making right now? And how am I going to feel about it tomorrow? And just being really intentional with both of those things of what do I need right now? And how am I going to feel later? No matter what you're going through, be intentional, be open to the possibility of good things happening, be present, and give yourself what you need without any shame or guilt. I'm going to be holding myself accountable to that too, and I will let you know how it goes after this weekend, because I've totally overhyped it in my head of something crazy, and I'm still getting a little stressed right now. I have to go get ready to do my little staycation, but everything will be on @TheMoodPod. We have an incredible new system of Google Sheets and Google Docs. Chloe will make fun of me for all of it next week when she is back, when we are both back on the mics with great audio. Thank you guys so much for your support as we go through this revamp of the Mood Podcast. Like I said, follow along on Instagram, because with the Google Sheets, we have all of our mood boosters and best moods in one place, and it's easy to remember and then transfer over to Instagram. So it's going to be popping. We have so many ideas. I really appreciate all your guys' creative feedback. You guys have actually given us really, really good ideas for Instagram that we're excited about as well beyond the podcast. So I'm really excited. Chloe's really excited. Dear Media is really excited. Claude's and Jax are super excited. Everyone is just best mood boosting. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.